everyone. I'm Daniel Steffi. I host The Cuddy Strange that airs on the first Thursday at the 1 a.m. hour of each month on WGXC. And if you want, there's a pile of papers right up here with one of Pauline Oliveros' pieces, sound piece, written in 1998. And there's this is a piece that I've been playing with various groups for the last few years or so, primarily with Control Z, which is a fluid trio of live electronics musicians, but originally based in Oakland, California, where I first met and studied with Pauline at Mills, and now I'm based in the city, so it's a bi-coastal group. But this was written for Charles Boone's San Francisco Art Institute class. And I'll just go ahead and read it and answer any questions or explain anything. So in this piece, a sound could come from any sort of sound source. The sound could be shorter or longer, softer or louder, simple or complex, but not identifiable as a fragment or phrase of music. So, for example, no recordings, no radios, or any pre-recorded sounds. Each sound used should have its own character. Sounds that are difficult to identify might be more interesting. Sounds that come from unusual sources, methods of activation, or locations might have more interest. The sound sources might be visually interesting or not, and could be staged to enliven the performance space in an interesting audio as well as visual and dramatic design. Sounds could be local or distant with stationary or moving sound sources. So each person prepares a number of sounds to present within a predetermined duration. So I think we'll do about 20 minutes. There's a box of toys back here and all of our microphones set up right behind me if we want to move back there in a minute. You could use your voice. You could use things on the ground. Just decide a number of things you'd like to use, and how you will use them over 20 minutes is up to you. So each person may have as many or few sound sources as they want, and each person devises their own time scheme and staging for their sounds within the given duration. So if you want to wait for 5 minutes and then come join us for 5 minutes and then leave, however you like to do it, is totally okay. And the piece begins with the first sound and ends when the time is up. And there's a variation for it, which I think we can do today. And that's that sounds are activated before, after, or exactly with another performer's sound. The duration of the piece may be predetermined, or if time is not limited, the piece could go until all the energy is spent. So it's in the way Pauline wrote her music and wanted everyone to experience it was, of course, through listening. So if you hear a sound, you can anticipate a sound happening and you can jump in right before, during a sound, or after the sound, and anticipating through very focused listening. So I'm going to go ahead and grab a stopwatch and head back here and get started. I'm going to play this egg shaker and other things that I'll find along the way. Thank you.
think she would have liked that one. Mm-hmm.
She always is good at making us listen, isn't she? Thank you.
Thank you.